Okay, today's daf is Arla Daf Gimel, as we continue here in Maseches Arla on the top of Gimel Amid Aleph, and we are discussing the Chiyuvim of Arla in unusual cases. So the Mishnah started off, the first Mishnah here in this Masechta started off in cases that Arla is Pater. We find that in other examples as well. Interesting, we don't say, like, what's Mechuyiv in Arla? Maybe we know. Here we know from the Torah Shebichsav, as the Gemara said back on Daf Aleph, any type of fruit-bearing tree is going to be Chayiv in Arla. But what happens if you don't have fruit involved or in mind? And that's what we said, Noteil, Siyag, Lekaros, that type of situation would be Pater from Arla. So the Gemara just said, on Beis Amabeis, what is the Halacha? In a situation where the person has in mind for mitzvah, esrog shenitola mitzvah so chayiv arla, right? That's what the question was Rav Chuna asked, and then he said, no, let me rethink it. It has to be it's chayiv and arla, even though you're not planning to eat it, but it's not like wood, and therefore you are going to be chayiv. And we spoke about a little bit about the comparison to Yom Tshua Yelachem, but maybe we'll get back to that another time. But the Gemara says now, but what's the difference? If thinking, the top now of Gimel and Aleph, if thinking that you're going to use fruit for a mitzvah or use fruit for firewood, both of them are not for consumption in the normal way. So why do we say, ask the Gemara on top now, ma beino l'mishamer pirosav la'itzim. Right, as the Mara Folda says, there is an opinion out there that mishamer pirosav la'itzim is going to be pater. I'm going to use the fruit for firewood. I'm not going to eat it. So there is a deya that says, as we learned earlier, that you're going to be potter. So why is that different than l'shem mitzvah? L'shem mitzvah is chayiv, even though you're not going to eat it, and l'shem firewood is potter. What's the difference? Like Mara says, no, there's a difference. Taman, we add in that word, taman, over there by firewood, k'shem shu rotze bepiryo, kachu rotze beitzo. By the firewood, you're going to do the same thing with the fruit and the tree and the trunk. So if it's all the same purpose, so the fruit then are batel to the eitz. And therefore, you're going to be potter, because it's the same purpose. So it's all potter. It's all fuel. It's all fuel. It loses the status of a fruit, and therefore it is going to be potter. But bramhacha, but here, what are you saying? The esrog tree, you're not going to use the tree, the branches for anything. It's just the fruit. And the fruit you're going to use for a mitzvah, but that it still has independent significance. Bramhacha rotu bepiryo vena rotza beitzo. It has independent significance, and therefore it is not going to be pator from Arla. So that's difference number one, answer number one. By the firewood, it's bottled to the fruit, but to the wood, and therefore loses its independent significant status. While it comes to the fruit, in the case of the mitzvah, it still has a status of itself. Va'obin hada, and number two, sometimes you have such a great answer, it undermines itself. Damar of Chanin, you want to say, oh, this fruit is, you're going to use it for a mitzvah, so it's not called a fruit for Arla, but you have to use a fruit for the mitzvah. So how could you say it's not called a pri? If it's a pri for the mitzvah, Damar of Chanin, pri im omer eitzo ein adam yotzi bo yidechovaso bechag. You can't use it on Sukkot then, because after all, it's not a fruit. It's such a great answer that, oh, it's not a fruit for Arla, then it can't be a fruit for mitzvah. And therefore, it has to be a fruit for mitzvah. So if it's a fruit for mitzvah, it's a fruit for Arla as well. Reminds me a little bit of, again, it's not exactly a parallel mashal, but there's a big discussion about making kiddush on a shot glass of schnapps in the morning. Right, Friday night we don't do it, but chamar medini can use for kiddush in the morning. But the problem is, you need a shear. You need a shear of a revius. You have to make kiddush on a revius. This is the halacha, and you have to drink a rov revius, which is a cheekful. Right, different than Pesach where you have a concept of rov kos or kolakos. So the problem is, the average shot glass is not the requisite minimum amount that you need for kiddush. So what do? So many poskim say it's wrong, and therefore you should not do that. And if you want to have a shot glass of schnapps in the morning, be yotze with somebody else's kiddush who makes kiddush on a shear, and then make your own kiddush, make a shakal on that. Or, you know, if somebody needs, if they only have schnapps in the, so then make kiddush on a tall glass of schnapps and give it out. And we could be relying on that opinion in the Shulchan Aruch that everybody's drinking is mitzuref to the bracha. But there is a deya. There is some that say, maybe it's based on the Taz. The Taz in Hilchas Bracha Achrona, not in Hilchas Shabbos. The Taz in Hilchas Bracha Achrona says, if somebody has a shot glass, even though it's less than the shear of drinking, you still have to say a Bari Nefashos. Why? Because this is the amount that's normally drunk. This is the normal shear for this type of drink. So that's why it's good enough. That gives it significance. That's the chiddush of the Taz. Many achronim argue on the Taz. They say, no. What, every food, you go by how much you eat of it? This food, you eat this amount, and this drink, you drink that amount. So no, you can't do that. So even in Hilchos Bracha Achrona, we don't paskin. The Magen Avraham argues. We don't paskin. But there are those that say, oh, if the Taz says it by Bracha Achrona, that a shot glass has significance, so too, maybe by Kiddush, it has significance for Kiddush. So some stretch it. Some stretch it to that. But there's another idea. Some suggest, I think in the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasher Klavar discusses this, maybe it has the status, schnapps has the status of a beverage. And maybe it's next to an ochel and not a mashke. And therefore it goes by kezayis and not a revius. Because you're not drinking it because you're thirsty. If you're not drinking because you're thirsty, so then maybe that's why it doesn't have the shear. The problem is, if it's not a drink, legabe, then kiddush, that you have to make kiddush on a drink, on a shtia, right? You're making a shahakol. So if it's a beverage and you go by shirim of ochel for this, that's such a great answer, but then it ruins where you're coming from. See here too, if it's not a pri for arla, but you need a pri, pri etz hadar for sukkahs for the dalad midim. Also the pri etz hadar, the fact that the focus on pri, remember this is one of the two examples that the Rambam gives. The Rambam in the Hagdama to Pirush Mishnayos, he discusses, if you remember, the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayos, one of his famous Hagdamas, introduction he has to Chelek, he has introduction to Pirkei Avos, Shmona Parakim, and he has introduction to Pirush Mishnayos, which is really an introduction to all of Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam there says there are five parts of Torah Shebal Peh. We've mentioned this often, but we have to review it and review it. Five parts of Torah Shebal Peh. The first two. The first two are, number one, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That is one. And number two is... So that's a very small group. Halacha Moshe Misinai. How many Halacha Moshe Misinai are there? I mean, the Rambam has a certain list, and many others argue the Rambam, there's a lot more that the Rambam left off, but that's number one. But the second category is Pirushim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Pirushim that are not called Halacha Moshe Misinai, but they're also Mesorah that go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the two examples that the Rambam gives, that Pri Etz Hadar is an Esrog, and Ayin Tach HaZayin is money. So those two are not called Halacha Moshe Misinai Bar Chazal, but they are Pirushim that, you know, the Gemara talks about, like, how do you know? But Lamaisa, they are, nobody ever suggested Lamaisa that Pi Etz Hadar is anything other than an Esrog, and Ayin Tach HaZayin is literal, right? Nobody's has said that. So what's the difference between this category and the others? The Rambam explains, but this one, maybe you could have figured out if I would have given you 100 years. Pri Etz Hadar, Esrog is a beautiful fruit. Makes sense. Ayin Tach HaZayin, most legal systems also don't take literally an eye for an eye. But the other ones, Halacha Moshe Misinai, you would never have gotten it in 100 years. Well, Kezayis, Tentfachim, right, Shi'urin, Nisach HaMayim, right, the new things. So that's also, this is one of them, that you need a pre-Eitz Hadar, right, over here. That is what's mentioned, that reminds us of the fact that you need a pre, and that pre is going to be the Esrog. If you look at the Maharas Sirlio here, bringing us back to Ardaf, Da Torah Amra Pri Velo Eitz. Hilka Kiva Dechazi LeMitzvah Pri Karislei. If you could use it for the mitzvah, so it's called a Pri, and if it's a Pri, it's Chayev in Arla. Okay, so Gemara now says, My Damila. So if I were to have an example of what is similar to the case of L'Shem Esrog, if you're giving it you have in mind for an Esrog, it's still going to be Chayev. What case? Zayish Anotul Hadik Babachanika. What if you plant an olive tree and you have in mind that you're not going to use the oil for anything other than Chanukah candles? Oil, right? Shemen Zayish, you know the Chachila that you're supposed to use to remember the Nase. So that is the parallel. So some of Farshim point out that this only works really according to the first answer that we just gave, and not the second one. According to the second one, is a special din of pre of pre Eitz Hadar, and you have the same thing, so then that lachor wouldn't apply to Hanukkah candles. According to the other pshat, that no, here you're, if it's batel to something else, then it could be putter. But otherwise, it's going to be chayiv, so this would be chayiv as well. So according to this, this would be a parallel. So if I have it in mind, the olive tree, only for oil for Hanukkah, that's still going to be chayiv in Arla. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosi Barbun. How could you compare the two? Zedvar Torah v'zemi divrayim. One's daraisa, one's darabanan. Vat Amar Hachin. And you say this comparison? How could you compare? If you want to say l'shem mitzvah daraisa, it's going to be chayv in Arla, then obviously, mi daraisa, Chanukah doesn't exist. So mi daraisa, you have in mind that you're going to use this for a mitzvah of Chanukah, mi darabanan, mi daraisa is regular fruit, regular oil. So of course, it's pashut. Right? So what would be the chiddush? What kind of comparison is this? Look at the Mara Folda. Vizemi divrehem, midrabanam pshita dechayev, umaykamashmalan. What would be the chiddush of having this comparison? It's derabanan. My damila, right? What is dome? Let's just go, and there's a lot to talk about. Zayishin nato lahalik boas haminora. No, if you planted an olive tree and you're planning to use that oil for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's daraisa. That's an isra'ana daraisa. Zedvar Torah, v'zedvar Torah. So that's two daraisas, and therefore that's what we would compare it to. And then the chiddush would be that you are going to be chayiv and arla, even though you have in mind the mitzvah. Right. So that is that. So there's what to talk about here when it comes to Hanukkah candles and Hanukkah oil. Two discussions that we could have. Number one, the last one, interesting, the Gemara here contrasts Ner Hanukkah, which is Durabanan, and Ner Mikdash, which is Daraisa. That is true, but there is much evidence. There is much evidence that there is parallel between them. Right? Even though you're right, yes, one's Daraisa, one's Durabanan, but there is definitely parallel between the Ner Hanukkah and the Ner Mikdash, not just, and just say, and maybe the Ner Hanukkah that Chazal or Misakin is somehow a Hemshech. It's somehow a hemshech of the Ner Mikdash. I mean, you have to look further than the Ramban, right? The Ramban at the beginning of Baloscha, right? Why do we lane and we go into Baloscha for the last day on Zos Chanukah? So the Ramban already says the beginning of Baloscha. What exactly is the basis for the nechama that Aaron was given? Remember the beginning of Baloscha. Rashi quotes: Lama nisvacha parshas menorah leparshas anasiim lefisha kashura Aaron chanukas anasiim. When Aaron saw all the nasiim have their consecration and give karbanas, the end of naso chol shadaito, every shevet gave and participated, but not his. Shloah imam b'chanukah lo hu v'lo shivto. He and his shevet were not part of this Chanukah. Amar laKadosh Baruch Hu chayecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I swear, shalacha gedola mishalahem. Your portion is greater than their portion. Don't worry. Why? Shata malikum etivas aneiras spoke of the erev. Because you're going to light the menorah. Lashon Rashi. That's why baloscha aneiras right after naso. And the Ramban asked the kasha, why is the menorah greater? But debra karbanos. Falonis barali. Lama nichamu ba'adlakas aneiras. You want to say, oh, this most special avoda? So talk about ketores. But they fought over the ketores. In the, as the Gemara describes in Maseches Yuma. So why dafka the menorah, right? Why is that? Obachol karbanos minchas chavitin avodas yom kippurim nichas l'flav l'fnim. Say the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim. There are many things that could have given the Aaron Kohen nechama as compared. So it goes through the evidence, and the Ramban ends up saying, but well, what about Pashas Churban? What about Pashas Churban? That's what the point is. Pashas Churban, there's no karbanos anymore. There's no karbanos. Ah, there's no mikdash. Ah, but there is a hadlaka. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Daber Al Aaron LaMarte Elav, Yesh Chanukah Acheres Yesh Bazeh Hadlakas Neiros, V'Ani Oseh Bal Yisrael Al Yidei Banecha, Your Children, the Chashmonoim, Nisim U'Teshua V'Chanukah Shekruya Al Shmam, V'Chanukah Beis Chashmonoi, L'Ficha Chisvech Parshazu L'Parshas Chanukas HaMizbeach. That's what he quotes. The Ramban quotes that from Megillas Starim of Rabbeinu Nisim. Again, the same Ramban that talks about in Parshas Vayechi, how a little negative about the Chashmonaim, that they violated Lo Yosef Sheva Mi Yehuda. But either way, this is the Ramban that says the whole Neiros Chanukah, that is a hemshech of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, even though it says here, Daraisa Darabanan, but still there is a connection between them. But there are even halachas. We've quoted this in the past. There are halachas, parallels, between Ner Chanukah and Ner Mikdash. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph, that there's an Isser Hishtamshus, also Lehishtamesh Laora, Vein Lanu Rishus Lehishtamesh Bahem, Elo Leros and Bavam. Why is there an Isser Hishtamshus? So it could be regular Huktsa Lumitzvah, so, but the Balamar and the Meiri all link it to Ner Mikdash. They say, just like you're not allowed to use the Ner in the Mikdash, you can't use the Ner of Chanukah candles. A beautiful discussion of this is the Rambam and the Ravid. Right? The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Yud Aleph Tezvav, talks about the Nusach for Nusach, the rules for Nusach HaBracha. We know Psachim Dav Zayin, all the Rishonim have their rules. When do you say Le? When do you say Au? So the Rambam says, you say Le if it's before the mitzvah, Au when it's post. When it's afterwards, you've already done the mitzvah, or it's a mitzvah's Rishus. Or it's a mitzvah's Rishus. Mitzvah Rishus, you all say Al, because Le, you're commanded to do this? No, that's a Mitzvah Rishus. That's the Rambam here in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezvav. Avalambir, Kodem Sheitel, Mavarach Lita Lulok, Malaysia Basukah, Shemavarech acher she'asim avarech ala asiyah. And also, shchita, metilat shadayim, hoa, ukedivrei rishusein, also al. Says the Ravid, what about mikra megillah? Mikra megillah is done beforehand. Al mikra megillah, so it's mechuyiv, and you do it beforehand. So you should say lit, likrosa megillah. The Ravid says, and if you want to save him, yomar kol shu, mitzvah shel devreyem, if it's a mitzvah drabanan, that's kein rishus, because midaraisa, you don't have to do it. So maybe that's why you say al. So what about lahalik ner shel Chanukah? So what's the difference between al mikra megillah and lahalik ner shel Chanukah? If they're both rishus, if the reason is rishus, they both should be al. So the Ravid has two answers. His second answer is, well, the neiros on Chanukah is the same bracha as the neiros in the mikdash. Mibdei shezu abracha hukva'a al neiros shebe mikdash. Shehein shel Torah, lefichach asa'uhu kashel Torah. Amazing. So the nusach abracha reminds us of the connection between neir Chanukah and neir mikdash. And there's also as well, the Rashi has two words in the sugya of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah and Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, that you have to light it in the place where you are going to use the mitzvah, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. How do you know Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah? Rashi has two words, Shabbos Chav Beis Mabeis, Kida Ashkechan B'Menorah. Like you find by the menorah, right? That concept of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, which we paskin, is the basis for the menorah. There's one other, how you put it in the shuls, but there's one fascinating discussion that I wanted to bring out. The steer in the Shulchan Aruch, and this relates to the Daraisa Durabanan here. The Daraisa Durabanan here that we know Chanukah candles are Durabanan, as we know, as Chanukah is all Durabanan, while the menorah is Daraisa. So there's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch between Arachayim and Yaradeya. The Shulchan Aruch discusses, if you have leftover oil at the end of Chanukah, leftover oil, what do you do with it? So the Shulchan Aruch says you burn it. Now let it use it. Right? Veinlan Rishus Lishdamesh Bahem. Right? Osala Madura Vesorfa Bifne Atzma. Huksala Mitzvasa. What if it got mixed in? It got mixed into other oil. Had some oil left over, you were going to burn it, you were going to save it to burn with the chametz, and all of a sudden it got mixed up with other oil. The Shulchan Aruch Tuf Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Dalid. If they didn't have enough, Yesh Misha Omer She'ein L'Hosav Alav K'di L'Vatzlo. You can't be Mosif. Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chadchila. It already got mixed in, you don't have enough to be Mevatlit. Tough luck, sorry, you can't be Mevatlit. Mar Ba'alav Mevatlo, no. And this is against the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya. In Simin Sadi Tes, Sif Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says, By Yisurei Derabanan, you can't be Mevatel Acharchilu B'mezid, but if it already got mixed up with less than the amount of the shear that you need, Avalim Nafal Me'atzmo, the Ein Beheter Kedei Levatlo, if it fell, it got mixed up, Marbe Alav Mevatlo. You're allowed to be Marbe, right? And that's the Rama adds, Ein Levatel, Yisurei Derabanan, Al-Hosef Alav, the Rama argues, but the Shulchan Aruch says Isser shel devrayhem. If it got mixed up, you don't have enough, you can be marbe. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Chanukah says you're not allowed to be marbe. All the Nosekelim, yes, had snira. So how do you answer this? So the Magen Avraham says, oh, maybe Chanukah is different because efshar dahacha chamer tvei, it's a davar sheish lamatirin. You could save it for next year. That's why it's not batel by Chanukah. Okay, Magen Avraham. The Shach huksal mitzvah so is more chamer. Yoredei is talking about regular Yisurei Derabanan, any other Yisurei Derabanan. Basar V'chal Derabanan, any Yisurei Derabanan. But Huxala Mitzvaso, that's very Chamer. That's the Shach in Yoredei. Shema Yish L'chalik, Dehasam Kivin Huxala Mitzvaso, Chamer Tvei. The Chavos Das, the Nesiva says, maybe this is different because Chanukah is not just an Yisurei Derabanan, it's an Yisurei Derabanan Shel Hana'ah. There's an Isur Hana'ah Mi Derabanan. And Isur Hana'ah, being mevatelit itself, and now you have more that itself, you're getting hanah from it. And therefore, you can't be mevatelit. You can't be mevatelit. But, says Rav Sol, the Beis Halevi, and this connects the two discussions that we just had, Ner Chanukah, Ner Mikdash, and this discussion, Beis Halevi says, well, Ner Chanukah is patterned after the Mikdash. And that's why it's Ke'en D'Araisa, like the Ravid said by the Nusach, like Rashi says by Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, right? And therefore, even though, yes, our Gemara says Beferish, one's D'Araisa, one's D'Rabbanan, that's true, but they're patterned after each other, going back to that Ramban, in the beginning of Beha'aloscha. Okay? Beautiful. We continue. Says the Gemara, Yosi Omer Bechulu. So now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, back on Daf Aleph, that Rabbi Yosi had a Chiddush. That even if, right, the Tana Kama say, if you have in mind that your fruit tree is going to be used as a border or as a firewood, then pater from Arla. And we had a machlokas whether you have to, the makum is mochiach or not. Rabbi Yossi says you could even split a tree in half. If the inner part of the tree could be for food and the outer part of the tree could be for siyag, for fence, or the opposite pater, you're right. Right, you split the tree. The inside could be chayav and the outside could be pater, or vice versa. It could split in half. So now the question Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim asked, by Kumi Rabbi Yochanan, Nita'o, what if you didn't split it right left? you split it top bottom. Nito tzad tachton l'siyag v'elyon l'machal. I understand if the bottom part of it is going to be for siyag, going to be for the bottom part of it, you're going to use for a fence. But the top part of it, you're going to harvest. You can use the fruit. So I understand that's the case where the bottom part's going to be putter and the top part's going to be chayef. Fine. What about the opposite? Tzad tachton l'machal v'elyon l'siyag? Question mark. What about that part? What if the bottom part of the tree you want it to have as food, and therefore the bottom part of the tree could have the bottom part of the tree that's going to be chayiv in arla, and the top part of the tree is going to be potter from arla, right? Could you say that the top part of the tree needs the bottom part of the tree to exist? So answers Rabbi Yochanan, Amar le, he hada, same thing. Hitzat tachton l'siyag v'elyon l'machol. Hitzat elyon l'siyag v'tachton l'machol. Yeah, there's no difference between the two. It could split that way too. And Casey, how do you know? As the tree grows, how do you know what's the top, what's the bottom? The tree starts off very small, and then it grows. So how do you know? So Rabbi Yona, maybe Zmor. Before you start, you put a mark at a certain height and say this height, under this height is the bottom, up this height is the top. That's it. Maybe Zmor Masayim Ad Kan L'Siyag Mikan Ve'Elach L'Machol. And the Mara Folda says Yaseh Betchilas Netiyah. So you do that before you start. Before you start the Netiyah, that's what you do. And the Rambam passes this way. Look at the Rambam in Hilchas Meiser. Meiser Sheni, the Rambam says, in Perakim, Kol Shulchayah Ba'arla Yesh L'Ravai. Arla and Ravai always go together. V'chol Shepatim in Arla Enochai B'Ravai. Shnemer Shalosh Shonem Yelachem Arilim Uvashana Ravias. One goes on to the other. And then he quotes Ar Halacha. Hanotea Ilom Ma'achal. V'day to Allah Sheyehe Siyag Lagina. Right, we didn't read this Rambam yet, so we'll read this one. If somebody plants a tree, a fruit tree, but he has in mind that it's going to be a fence, he's not having it for the fruit. Oshenato lekoros for lumber, lola peros. He's going to cut it down. And he had that in mind that he's not violating any of the baltashkas laws. Hariza patim arla, patim arla. The next halacha we'll get to b'shem soon. Skip halacha gimel. Nata ilan v'chashav. She had tzad apnimi shel lola machal v'achitzan l'siyag. The inner one is for food. The outside next to my neighbor or for the street is for siyag. Oshaya tzad. She had tzad tachton l'machal v'ha elyon l'siyag. And that's the bigger chiddush. That's why the Rambam just says this. The bottom one is l'machal, and the upper one is l'siyag. So yesh shachashav alav l'machal, chayev ba'arla, even though it's the bottom part. Yesh shachashav alav l'siyag, o le'etze pater. Why? Shadavar tali b'dayto shel noteya. Right? It's tali on the das of the noteya, of the planter, as we'll see soon. And the Rambam just adds, not for now, not our sugya, but slaf, the caper bush, chayev ba'arla v'evyonos bavad. The fruit of al kafrisin muteris. Right? We have that in Maseches Brachos. And elsewhere. But that's the Rambam. So the Rambam passes this way, right? Like, even he just quotes one case, but he quotes the bigger Chiddush case. If the bottom one, even if the bottom part is for the fruit, and the top part is for lumber. So the Gemara now asks on that. Rabbi Zera asks, how is that possible? Nicha, I understand. Sada tachton l'siyag v'elyon l'machal. If the bottom part is just for a fence, and the top part is for food, I understand how you can split that. Sada tachton l'machal v'elyon l'siyag, but if the bottom part is chayiv in arla, and then the top part is not. So when it gets to that mark that the person made, that whole bottom part is chayiv. Now it's going to grow more. Where is that top part growing from? Gadol mitoch iser. V'at amar hachin. It's growing out of an iser. Don't we say ayosim in atame tame, ayosim in aser aser? Right? So here the bottom part of the tree is arla. So how could it be? V'at amar hachin. So Rabbi Zera was bothered. Rabbi Zera would argue. He'd say, no, bottom wood, top fruit, that could work. But bottom fruit, top wood, that's not going to work, because that's hayotze min ha'iser. And the Gemara says, Reb Zeira kedaite, Reb Zeira is l'shitaso here. Reb Zeira is l'shitaso, thinking that this is a problem. Against Reb Yochanan. Why? Dam Reb Zeira, b'shem Reb Yonasan. Reb Zeira said, Batzel shall kilay hakerem, sha'aku v'shal salu. What if you have an onion? That's kilay hakerem, right? Kilay hakerem, a vineyard, you're not allowed to plant tevua or yarakos in vicinity. Let's say you did. So you have an onion, that's aser. It's aser ba'na, you have to burn it. But you took it out of the ground and you replanted it somewhere else. Vishtalo. So what happens if it grows? Kilay hakerem, we know, is batel in 1/200. So what if it grows a ton? So it grew 200 more than the original iser? Doesn't matter. Afilu mosif kama, aser. Doesn't matter how much it grew. Reb Zeira holds as aser. Shein gudule iser, malana se iser. Because everything that grows out, little bit, we have the concept of kama kama batel. Kama kama becomes aser. And therefore, something that becomes out of an iser cannot be mevato the iser. Again, a sugi in the Bavli also in Nidarim. But this is the sheet of Reb Zeira, so it's l'shitaso. That's why he's bothered that the bottom part can't be fruit and the top part can't be wood. What about Reb Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan obviously is not bothered. Right? He's not bothered. Rabbi Yochanan said the top part, even if the top part is wood and the bottom part is fruit, it came out of that part, it's still not a problem. So the Marafolda, you got to look in the Marafolda, and then the Ha'aris on the Marafolda. So the Marafolda says, oh, it must be Rabbi Yochanan argues on this sheet of Abzira. Right, the Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha, the svirle di gidule iser mala nesir yinikaso. It must be that gidule iser are mala, and as it grows, if it grows 1/200th, it's mevatalit. But the haras point out that that's wrong. The ein ze iker. So the kaman am Rabbi Yochanan. Later on, we're going to see Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold this. Rabbi Yochanan himself is going to say ein gidule iser v'chulu. Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rabbi Zeira in this aspect. So it must be Rabbi Yochanan must hold of a different reason. Vitzarach lomar here on the side, the haros maraf right marafolda, the shiny hacha. He quotes the Lashon of the Rambam. Here we're saying he originally declared that this half is going to be for wood. Shadavar tali ladaito. It's tali on his das. Umasha balat zadho elyon, nasa heter me'atzmo. Memelo, once something grows behind this, doesn't matter where it came from. That we could already foresee this is going to be stuff above, everything above. I have that power to make a t'nai that it is not going to be usur. So that, and that's the language of the Rambam that I read before. Right, the Rambam's Lashon in Alecha Gimel, Paragid Alecha Gimel, Hichos Meiser Sheni, Shahadavar Tali Bedaito Shel Anoteya. It's Tali on his Das, and if he says the top is going to be not for fruit, so that could work. Viter. What about this case if you change your mind in the middle? Fourth line. Nito, Tosefta, Nito, Lisyag. You think it's going to be Lisyag, and therefore it's going to be for offense, and therefore it's not going to be Chayav in Arla, and then you change your mind. V'chi Sheva Lav L'machal, and then I change my mind to eat it. So Baba Machshava, that's it. It's Asur. So also Misham Arla, right? You could go from Heter to Isser. The other way, Lamacha, Vachisha, Vlasyag, what if I'm planning to eat it as fruit, I planted it, and then I want to change my mind, Lo Kalimenu. That Machshava doesn't work, right? He can't do it. You can't do that. Machshava cannot be Motzi, the earlier Machshava. Nito, what about this case? Nito, Shana Rishona, what if I planted, and I say, the first year, I'm going to use it as a fence. Nito, Shana Rishona, Lasyag, Mikan Ve'el, Vachisha, Vlamachal, after that, year two and three, and as food, you thought about Arla, right? There's going to be Arla in this tree, year two and year three. So therefore, the whole thing is Arla, even year one. And also, if I would have thought, I'm going to have it for a sog of the first 2 years, and then the third year, I'm going to use it as fruit, that's also, right? That's what the Marafolda says. Who are then Shnilis Yag? Ubishnas Gimel Yehemachal. Why? Kivan Shebishana Achas Min HaArla Nachas L'Machshav Eschiyav Chayev. You have a Machshav Eschiyav in all these cases. You have in mind that you're going to use it as fruit in one of the first 3 years, so it has the status of Arla, right? The Rambam's Lashon, in the line that I skipped, in Yud Beis, Kivan she'irev bo machshev eschiyuv chayev. What's the only case? Before we get to the case, if you thought for 3 years for siyag, so then it's not going to have Arla. And then the Rambam even adds there's not going to be Ravai, because if there was no Ravai, there's no Arla, there's no Ravai. V'atanina, but first the Gemara says, 1 second, how could you say that if there's a machshev eschiyuv involved, meaning if you have 1 year siyag and 2 years fruit, it's all going to be asur. But didn't we learn in our Mishnah, you can split a tree in half, so why can't you split years in half? If you can split time in a tree in half, inner, outer, so you should be able to split 1 year, 2 years. Somewhere says no. Taman, by the inner, outer, Rabbi Yossi, what's there is there forever. The inner side of the tree is machal, it's machal forever. It's never going to change. L'machal, machal olam. L'syag, l'syag olam. Bram hacha, but here, in the case of the years, this same tree is going to change. So you have to think about that. Mikivan she'irev bo machshev eschiyuv, yehechayev. Once you are ma'ariv anywhere, machshev eschiyuv in there, you are going to be chayev, and therefore there's a difference. You can't compare geography, right, to time. And geography, fine, you could split it. But here, in terms of time, if it's going to go in within the years at all, it's going to be Arla, so then it is all Arla, even in the earlier years. Okay, let's just start this. Nito, Shaloshanim, L'Siyag. What happened for 3 years? Siyag. All the years of Arla, Siyag. So what's the halacha then? So then it's Pater. There's no Arla, right? As we just said, it's the first Mishnah. Even if you have in mind you're going to use it in the fourth year or the fifth year, you don't say, oh, all of a sudden now you're going to do it. The year it starts growing now. No. Right, the Rambam's Lashon. Nito, Shaloshanim, L'Siyag, Mikan Ve'elach, L'Machal, Ein Lo Ravai. But in this case, what happens? You wanted to have 3 years of siyag, but mikan ve'ela chishav of lamachal. So then, fine, the first 2 years. But what happens if a new branch started growing after the 3 years? In its years of now, it's a fruit. Now a new branch grows. V'hosif tosafto. If something new grew, so now What do you say? Do you say that this new branch, do you start like counting, like years of Arla from this branch? Or do you say, no, it's done, it's done. It's not, it's come, it's had this, so does this growth, so to speak, already had its years of Arla and it was Pater, so it's totally Pater. So the Gemara says, Machlokas. Rabbi Yirmiya, we'll flip the Gersa. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, Hatosefes Chayiv. Rabbi Yirmiya says the Tosefes is Chayiv, meaning the new branch starts a new Arla count. Right, this branch, like the year number one. Rabbi Ba Omar, HaTosefes Pater. Rabbi Ba says, no, the Tosefes is going to be Pater. We'll have to see the reasons for this as we get into it with the next daf. Okay, this was Arla, daf Gimel.